you know, the possibilities are there. It's not going to be an easy ride, though. It's going to be very complicated because you have a situation where Mr. Mugabe will insist that he be publicly recognized as President of Zimbabwe by the MDC. And the MDC's bottom line position at this point is that, you know, any negotiations must take place on the basis of the outcome of the election on March 29th, in which, you know, they won the general election for parliament, etc., but in which Morgan Tsvangirai also got the majority of the votes in the presidential race. So it is going to be very complicated.
Now, we hear a lot about sanctions and pressures and whatnot, but from what you see going on in Zimbabwe, are there any options that have not been discussed?
I do think one of the things that the SADC mediator, President Thabo Mbeki, would like to see is the adoption of a constitution that was agreed to in talks between ZANU-PF and the MDC last year. It's a very good document, and it would form the basis for negotiations in that I think if it was adopted and fairly administered, then it would create the climate and the environment to move forward. However, there are a number of stumbling blocks in that. Even if it is adopted, how would it be policed? Because clearly the MDC would find a great deal of difficulty in accepting the law enforcement and security agencies of Mr. Mugabe's government to enforce this constitution, given what has happened since March.
What would the incentive be for President Mugabe to go along with this?
The incentive, I think, is going to largely depend on what the outcome is of this meeting of the African Union in Sharm el-Sheikh. And while I think that what is said in public might not be a full indicator of what has been said in private, if Mr. Mugabe gets a message that he must cooperate with any sort of talks and facilitation, he might be willing to do so. However, we do need to remember that in the past he has appeared to cooperate, and in fact his negotiators last year cooperated with a facilitation run by Mr. Mbeki, but ultimately they didn't adopt that constitution, which would have been key, I think, to what happened this year. And secondly, once it was clear that he had essentially lost the election in March, any agreements went out the window in terms of electoral laws and things like that. They were just simply ignored or changed by decree.
So what would the appeal be to Mr. Mugabe? To end his tenure as president as a statesman rather than being accused of being a dictator and a tyrant?
I think that would play a role. There's also a growing international clamor for him to be charged at the International Criminal Court. That could be something that could be held out. You know, if you cooperate and agree to a dignified exit, well, then perhaps that possibility could be set aside.